The piercing sound of police sirens shattered the peaceful night in Beverly Hills on March 15, 2022. As red and blue lights reflected off the windows of multi-million dollar mansions, neighbors peered through expensive curtains, wondering what could have disturbed their exclusive enclave. The focal point of all this activity was a stunning Mediterranean-style estate at the end of North Alpine Drive, the home of Arjun Malhotra, though at that moment, nobody knew that this night would unravel one of the most shocking scandals to rock Los Angeles's Indian expatriate community. Arjun Malhotra had been the embodiment of the American dream, a story of immigrant success that parents told their children. At 50 years old, he cut an impressive figure in the Los Angeles business community. Tall, distinguished, with perfectly groomed silver hair and custom-made suits that spoke of quiet wealth. His story began like many others, arriving from Mumbai in 1998 with an engineering degree, big dreams, and a young wife. But where others struggled, Arjun soared. Over 25 years, he had built TechVision Solutions from a small consulting firm into a $500 million tech empire. The company specialized in artificial intelligence and data analytics, riding the tech boom with perfect timing and Arjun's uncanny ability to predict market trends. His rise through the corporate world had been meteoric, from project manager to CEO, from renting a small apartment in the San Fernando Valley to owning a $30 million estate in Beverly Hills. His marriage to Anjali had been arranged back in India, but anyone who saw them together would have thought it was a love match. At 47, Anjali remained elegantly beautiful, the perfect complement to Arjun's success. She had managed their home with grace while raising three children who were themselves testaments to their parents' dedication. Their eldest, Rohan, at 23, had already graduated from Stanford and was following his father's footsteps in the tech industry. Their daughter Priya, 19, was pre-med at UCLA, embodying her parents' dreams of professional success. The youngest, Maya, 16, was still in high school but already showing the academic excellence that had become a family trademark. The recent birth of their first grandchild, little Aryan, had seemed to complete the perfect picture. Arjun had appeared to embrace his role as a grandfather with the same dedication he showed in every aspect of his life. Photos from the baby's naming ceremony just 2 months earlier showed him beaming with pride, surrounded by family and the cream of Los Angeles's Indian society. During the pandemic, when many businesses struggled, TechVision Solutions had thrived. Arjun's foresight in pushing for digital transformation had positioned the company perfectly for the sudden shift to remote work. The company's stock price had doubled between 2020 and 2021, adding substantially to his already considerable wealth. This success only enhanced his standing in both the business and Indian communities. In the tight-knit Indian community of Los Angeles, the Malhotras weren't just wealthy, they were royalty. Arjun served on the board of the India Cultural Center, donated generously to temples and community organizations, and mentored young entrepreneurs. During Diwali celebrations, their home would be open to hundreds of guests, with Anjali orchestrating elaborate celebrations that became the talk of the community. They represented everything the expatriate community valued: success, family values, cultural preservation, and generous contribution to their adopted homeland. His influence extended far beyond the Indian community. Arjun sat on the boards of multiple companies, played golf with state senators, and attended fundraisers with Hollywood celebrities. The walls of his office were lined with awards and recognition: Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the Governor's Excellence in Business Award, the India Global Leadership Award. Each accolade added another layer to his reputation as a businessman of impeccable character and judgment. The Malhotra home itself was a testament to this success: a 15,000-square-foot mansion with manicured gardens, a tennis court, and a view stretching from downtown Los Angeles to the Pacific Ocean. Even during California's strict lockdowns, the property had provided a paradise-like refuge for the family. The garage housed a collection of luxury cars, each chosen with the same meticulous attention to detail that characterized everything in Arjun's life. It was the kind of home that appeared in architectural magazines and hosted charity galas where Los Angeles's elite would gather to support various causes, with Arjun and Anjali playing the perfect hosts. Yet on this March night, as police cars gathered outside this monument to success, the careful facade was about to crumble. The responding officers, used to domestic disturbances in wealthy homes that ended in quiet settlements and discreet therapy appointments, had no idea they were about to uncover a story of obsession, betrayal, and deadly consequences. A story that would reveal how the pressure to maintain a perfect image could drive even the most respected member of society to commit unthinkable acts. 3 months earlier, in the gleaming offices of TechVision Solutions in downtown Los Angeles, Arjun Malhotra had made a decision that would set these events in motion. It was a decision that would not only destroy his carefully constructed world, but would also force his community to confront uncomfortable truths about success, values, and the price of maintaining appearances at any cost. As the first quarter of 2022 had begun, no one could have predicted that one of Los Angeles's most respected business leaders would become the central figure in a scandal that would shake the foundations of both the tech industry and the Indian American community. The story of Arjun Malhotra would become a cautionary tale about power, desire, and the destructive force of secrets in an age where privacy was becoming an increasingly rare commodity. The first meeting between Arjun Malhotra and Sarah Williams took place during the TechVision Solutions annual partner conference in January 2023. Sarah, a recent MBA graduate from USC Marshall School of Business, had been hired as the marketing director at DataStream Analytics, one of TechVision's key partner firms. At 27, she represented a new generation of business leaders, confident, technologically savvy, and ambitious. Sarah stood out in the predominantly male-dominated tech industry. Beyond her striking appearance, tall, with dark hair and an assertive presence, she possessed a keen intelligence that immediately caught Arjun's attention. During her presentation on digital marketing strategies, she spoke with a conviction that reminded him of his younger self. Her innovative ideas about integrating artificial intelligence into marketing campaigns aligned perfectly with TechVision's future direction. After her presentation, Arjun approached her with what seemed like innocent professional interest. "Your understanding of AI integration is impressive," he said, his voice carrying the authority of his 50 years and vast experience. "We should discuss how to implement these ideas across our partner network." Sarah, flattered by attention from such a prominent figure in the industry, eagerly agreed to a follow-up meeting. What began as monthly strategy sessions soon evolved into weekly meetings. They would meet in Arjun's corner office on the 47th floor of the TechVision building, Los Angeles sprawling beneath them. The meetings, initially focused on business strategies, gradually became more personal. Arjun found himself sharing stories about his journey from Mumbai to Los Angeles, the challenges he'd faced, the decisions that had shaped his success. Sarah, in turn, opened up about her ambitions, her fears, and her desire to make a mark in the tech world. The age gap between them created a complex dynamic. For Sarah, Arjun represented everything she aspired to achieve: success, respect, influence. For Arjun, Sarah's youth and enthusiasm rekindled feelings he thought had long since faded. Her presence made him feel energized, important, understood in ways he hadn't experienced in years. The 23-year age difference that should have been a barrier instead became an intoxicating factor in their growing attraction. By March 2023, their professional relationship had developed an undercurrent of tension. Lingering glances, casual touches, conversations that strayed far from business topics, all signs of a dangerous attraction neither was willing to acknowledge openly. The pretense of mentorship provided a convenient cover. Arjun would invite Sarah to industry events, introducing her to key players in the tech world. "She's a rising star," he would say, maintaining the facade of a senior executive guiding a promising talent. The first significant line was crossed during a late-night meeting in April. They had been reviewing marketing strategies when a discussion about personal goals led to more intimate revelations. "Sometimes I feel trapped by my own success," Arjun confided, his usual confident demeanor slipping. "Like I'm playing a role everyone expects of me." Sarah's response, a gentle touch on his arm, an understanding look, sparked something that couldn't be undone. Their first kiss happened in his office, against the backdrop of a Los Angeles sunset. It was a moment of weakness that would set in motion a chain of events leading to tragedy. The next day, overcome with guilt but unable to resist the pull between them, Arjun began creating elaborate structures to conceal their relationship. The first step was establishing a shell company, ostensibly for business development projects. Through this entity, Arjun leased a luxury apartment in downtown Los Angeles, just 10 minutes from his office. The two-bedroom unit in a high-security building became their private sanctuary. Every detail was carefully considered, the lease signed under the company's name, utilities paid through corporate accounts, a sophisticated security system that allowed discreet entry and exit. To maintain their digital privacy, Arjun purchased burner phones, created separate email accounts, and established a complex system of communication. They would never text directly to their regular phones, never email to their work accounts, never appear together in public places where they might be recognized. The precautions were extensive, born from Arjun's understanding of both technology and the high stakes of discovery. Their meetings took on a routine, late-night strategy sessions that would extend into dinner, business trips that overlapped, conference appearances that provided opportunities for stolen moments together. Sarah's role at DataStream Analytics gave legitimate reasons for frequent contact with TechVision's CEO. To the outside world, they appeared to be nothing more than a successful executive mentoring a promising young professional. But beneath this careful facade, their relationship intensified rapidly. Arjun found himself increasingly drawn into Sarah's world, enchanted by her youth and vitality. She approached life with an enthusiasm that made him feel young again, helping him imagine a different version of himself away from the expectations of family and community. For Sarah, the relationship offered more than just emotional connection. Arjun's influence opened doors, his guidance accelerated her career trajectory, and his wealth provided access to a lifestyle she had only dreamed of. The power dynamic between them was complex. He held the advantage of age, wealth, and position, but she possessed the power of youth and the threat of exposure. As summer approached, their arrangement grew more complicated. Sarah began expecting more time, more attention, more acknowledgement of their relationship, even if only in private. Arjun, trapped between his growing feelings for Sarah and his family obligations, started taking greater risks. He would slip away from family events to meet her, invent business emergencies during important celebrations, create elaborate lies to explain his absences. The strain began to show in subtle ways. His usually impeccable attention to detail at work sometimes slipped. He would appear distracted during board meetings, check his phone constantly during family dinners, disappear for hours without explanation. Those closest to him noticed changes in his behavior but attributed them to work stress or the natural isolation of high-powered executives. By December 2023, their relationship had become a complex web of lies, desires, and increasingly risky behavior. The apartment downtown had become filled with evidence of their affair, her clothes in the closet, their photos together, gifts he had bought her. Despite the careful precautions, they had grown comfortable, perhaps careless, in their secret world. What neither of them realized was that their carefully constructed deception was already beginning to unravel. The first threads would come loose not through a dramatic discovery, but through the small inconsistencies that even the most careful people leave when living a double life. Bank statements, security footage, random sightings, all pieces of a puzzle that would eventually come together to shatter multiple lives. As the year drew to a close, Arjun Malhotra, the respected patriarch and business leader, had created a parallel life that stood in stark contrast to his public image. The choices he made during these months would soon cascade into consequences that would destroy not just his carefully maintained reputation, but fundamentally alter the lives of everyone around him, leading to an outcome that nobody could have predicted. As 2024 began, Arjun Malhotra's carefully compartmentalized worlds began to blur dangerously. The relationship with Sarah Williams had evolved from a secret indulgence into an all-consuming obsession that threatened to destroy everything he had built over the past 25 years. January marked the beginning of what would become known in the investigation as the spiral phase. Arjun's first major misstep was a spontaneous trip to Paris with Sarah, disguised as a technology conference. He spared no expense, booking the presidential suite at the Four Seasons George V, presenting her with a $50,000 Van Cleef & Arpels necklace, and arranging private after-hours tours of museums. For Sarah, it was a fairy tale. For Arjun, it was an intoxicating escape from the weight of his responsibilities. The Paris trip set a precedent for increasingly extravagant displays of affection. Shopping sprees at Rodeo Drive became routine, with Sarah accumulating a collection of designer bags, jewelry, and clothing worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Each gift required more elaborate financial manipulation to conceal. Arjun began moving company funds through a series of shell corporations, first in Delaware, then expanding to the Cayman Islands and Singapore. The financial web grew more complex with each passing month. Arjun established an offshore trust in the British Virgin Islands, ostensibly for business expansion but actually designed to hide his growing personal expenditures. He diverted portions of TechVision's international contracts through these entities, skimming funds to support his parallel life with Sarah. The company's CFO, noticing irregularities in the books, raised concerns, but Arjun's reputation and position allowed him to deflect scrutiny. Sarah's influence over Arjun deepened beyond the material. At 50, he began changing his appearance, investing in a personal trainer, updating his wardrobe, even considering hair restoration treatments. Their age gap seemed to drive him to desperate attempts to recapture his youth. He would spend hours at the gym, return home with shopping bags full of designer clothes more suited to a man half his age, and obsess over his appearance in ways that didn't escape his family's notice. Meanwhile, the facade of his perfect family life began cracking under the strain. He missed his grandson Aryan's first birthday celebration, claiming an emergency board meeting in Singapore. His eldest son Rohan, working in TechVision's finance department, began noticing discrepancies in international wire transfers. When he tried to discuss these with his father, Arjun responded with uncharacteristic anger, warning Rohan to focus on his own responsibilities. Anjali, once the confident hostess of Silicon Beach's most prestigious gatherings, withdrew into herself. Her husband's constant absences and emotional distance took their toll. She began seeing a therapist, though she told friends it was for meditation guidance. The community noticed her declining participation in cultural events, her forced smiles at temple gatherings, her increasingly isolated existence in their sprawling Beverly Hills mansion. Their youngest daughter Maya, always the most perceptive of the children, acted out in response to the changing family dynamic. Her rebellious phase included sneaking out to parties, a dramatic drop in grades, and a suspension from school for cheating on an exam. When confronted by her parents, she lashed out at Arjun. "You're never here anyway. Why do you care what I do?" The Indian community, always vigilant about maintaining appearances, began to whisper. Elders who had once held Arjun up as an example of successful integration into American society while maintaining cultural values now exchanged concerned glances at community gatherings. His absences from important cultural events, his distracted manner when he did attend, and Anjali's obvious unhappiness sparked discussions in hushed tones at dinner parties. By March, Sarah's demands on Arjun's time and resources had intensified. She began talking about their future together, hinting at her desire for a more public relationship. The apartment in downtown LA no longer satisfied her. She wanted acknowledgement, legitimacy, a place in his real life. Her youth and vitality, once such an attraction, now came with the price of youthful impatience and demands for commitment. Arjun's response was to throw more money at the situation. He set up a private investment account in Sarah's name, funded through a maze of offshore transactions. He promised to leave TechVision, to start a new life with her, all while knowing the impossibility of his promises. The financial manipulation required to maintain these promises became increasingly risky. He began using company resources to cover personal expenses, justifying each transgression as a temporary measure. The stress began affecting his business judgment. During a crucial merger negotiation, he appeared distracted and unprepared, nearly costing TechVision a valuable acquisition. Board members noticed his erratic behavior in meetings, his tendency to check his phone constantly, his occasional angry outbursts at minor issues. The company's stock price, stable for years, began showing unusual volatility. In April, the situation reached a critical point during Priya's 19th birthday celebration. Arjun arrived 3 hours late, missing the entire family dinner. His excuse about a delayed business meeting fell apart when Rohan, who worked at the company, knew no such meeting had been scheduled. The ensuing argument with Anjali, though conducted in whispers to avoid disturbing guests, marked a turning point in their marriage. The community elders, led by respected businessman Rajesh Kumar, attempted to intervene. During a private meeting at the temple, they expressed their concerns about the changes they'd observed in both Arjun and his family. Arjun's response, a defensive outburst about interference in his private affairs, shocked these traditional leaders who had known him for decades. By May, the spiral was accelerating. Sarah's emotional dependency matched Arjun's own increasingly irrational behavior. Their relationship, once carefully hidden behind a veneer of professional mentorship, began leaving obvious traces. They were spotted together at a restaurant in Malibu, his hand lingering too long on her back. A junior executive from TechVision saw them entering the downtown apartment building late one evening. Rumors began circulating through the corporate offices. The financial deception reached new levels of complexity. Arjun created a network of fake consultancy contracts to justify large payments to shell companies. He manipulated board reports to hide the growing hole in company finances. The once careful businessman now took risks that would have horrified his younger self, all to maintain a relationship that was destroying everything he had built. As spring turned to summer, Arjun Malhotra's life resembled a house of cards in a growing wind. His family was fracturing, his company was at risk, and his standing in the community was eroding. Yet he seemed unable or unwilling to step back from the brink. The respected patriarch who had once embodied the immigrant success story was now driven by impulses he couldn't control, hurtling toward a tragedy that would soon shock the entire Los Angeles community. December 2022 marked the beginning of Arjun Malhotra's downfall. Anjali, no longer able to ignore her instincts, hired private investigator Michael Rodriguez, a retired lapped detective known for his discretion with high-profile cases. It was a decision that would unravel the elaborate web of lies her husband had constructed over the past year. Rodriguez began with digital surveillance, methodically tracking Arjun's online footprint. Despite Arjun's careful precautions, the investigator uncovered a pattern of suspicious activities. Credit card statements revealed regular charges at a downtown Los Angeles luxury apartment building. Security footage showed Arjun entering the building multiple times per week, often late at night, always with the same young woman. The investigation accelerated when an anonymous email reached Rohan's inbox at TechVision. A junior employee, troubled by what they had witnessed, provided details about irregular financial transactions and late-night meetings. The email included photos of Arjun and Sarah entering high-end restaurants together, their body language clearly suggesting more than a professional relationship. Rohan, already harboring suspicions about the company's financial irregularities, began his own quiet investigation. His position in the finance department gave him access to transaction records that revealed a disturbing pattern. Millions of dollars had been channeled through shell companies, disguised as business development expenses but leading to untraceable offshore accounts. By mid-December, Rodriguez had compiled a comprehensive dossier. The evidence was irrefutable. Arjun was involved in both a romantic affair and significant financial misconduct. The private investigator's report included surveillance photos, financial records, and witness statements from hotel staff and restaurant employees who had observed Arjun and Sarah together. The situation exploded on December 20th when Sarah appeared unexpectedly at Arjun's office, visibly distraught. Security cameras captured their heated argument in the parking garage. Hours later, Sarah sent an email to TechVision's board of directors, revealing not only their relationship but also her pregnancy. She claimed Arjun had promised to leave his family and start a new life with her. The pregnancy revelation sent shockwaves through multiple worlds. Sarah, armed with documented proof of their relationship and knowledge of financial improprieties, demanded immediate action. She wanted public acknowledgement, financial security, and a clear commitment from Arjun. Her demands included a $5 million trust fund for the child and a senior position within TechVision. Arjun's carefully constructed double life imploded spectacularly. The board called an emergency meeting on December 22nd, suspending him pending a full investigation. News of the suspension reached the Indian community like a thunderbolt, destroying decades of carefully nurtured respect and status. The family confrontation occurred on Christmas Eve, traditionally a time of celebration in the Malhotra household. Rohan presented the evidence to the entire family, including Anjali's parents who had flown in from Mumbai for the holidays. The documentation was damning: photos, financial records, hotel receipts, and finally, Sarah's pregnancy announcement. Anjali's breakdown was heart-wrenching. 26 years of marriage, of building a life together, shattered in moments. Her anguished cries echoed through their Beverly Hills mansion as she alternated between Hindi and English, demanding explanations that Arjun couldn't provide. Priya, their 19-year-old daughter, reacted with cold fury. "You destroyed everything," she said, her voice trembling with rage. "Every memory, every achievement, every family photo, it's all tainted now." She walked out of the house that night, seeking refuge at a friend's home. Maya, at 16, already struggling with her own rebellions, found bitter vindication in her father's disgrace. "At least my mistakes didn't destroy our whole family," she spat, before retreating to her room, slamming the door so hard a family photo crashed to the floor. The extended family intervention lasted through the night. Anjali's father, a respected retired judge from Mumbai's High Court, spoke with quiet devastation about family honor and responsibility. Arjun's sister flew in from San Francisco, attempting to mediate but finding herself torn between family loyalty and moral disgust. The community response was swift and merciless. The temple board, where Arjun had served as treasurer, requested his immediate resignation. The India Cultural Center removed his photo from their wall of donors. WhatsApp groups buzzed with rumors and condemnation, the story growing more sensational with each retelling. A community council meeting was hastily convened on December 27th at the home of Rajesh Kumar, the eldest and most respected community leader. 50 prominent families attended, gathering to discuss the scandal's implications for their community. The meeting lasted 5 hours, with heated debates about how to handle the situation publicly while protecting the community's reputation. The financial implications grew more serious as investigations deepened. The SEC had been notified about irregular trading patterns in TechVision stock. Internal auditors discovered that Arjun had misappropriated nearly $12 million through various shell companies, most of it untraceable through offshore accounts. Sarah, perhaps sensing the shifting tide, increased her pressure. Her lawyers contacted TechVision's board directly, threatening to go public with details of corporate misconduct unless her demands were met. The pregnancy, she claimed, was just one aspect of a larger story that could destroy the company's reputation if revealed. Anjali, supported by her children, moved out of the Beverly Hills mansion and into a private residence in Pacific Palisades. Her lawyer began preparing divorce papers, focusing particularly on the financial misconduct that had put the family's assets at risk. The same wealth that had once been a source of pride now became a battlefield for forensic accountants. As December drew to a close, Arjun found himself increasingly isolated. His access to company resources was cut off. His family wouldn't speak to him. His community had turned its back. Even his closest friends distanced themselves, afraid of being tainted by association. The pressure began showing in dangerous ways. Security cameras at TechVision's office captured Arjun attempting to enter the building late one night, appearing disoriented and aggressive when denied access. His erratic behavior led to concerns about his mental state, prompting the board to hire additional security. On New Year's Eve, as Los Angeles prepared to celebrate, Arjun sat alone in his downtown apartment, surrounded by the evidence of his unraveling life, legal notices, threatening letters, family photos, and a sonogram Sarah had sent him. The man who had spent decades building a reputation as a pillar of success and morality now faced the destruction of everything he had achieved. The walls weren't just closing in. They were about to collapse entirely. In the final hours of 2022, Arjun Malhotra would make a decision that would transform a story of infidelity and financial misconduct into something far more tragic, leading to consequences that would reverberate through Los Angeles' corporate and Indian communities for years to come. January 2023 dawned with Arjun Malhotra's world in free fall. The once composed CEO's mental deterioration became impossible to ignore. During an emergency board meeting on January 3rd, Arjun's behavior shocked even his longest standing allies. When questioned about the irregular financial transactions, he abruptly stood up, sweating profusely, his hands shaking as he attempted to loosen his tie. You're all conspiring against me, he shouted, pointing accusingly at board members who had been his friends for decades. The meeting ended with Arjun being escorted from the building by security. The panic attacks became more frequent. During a meeting with his personal lawyers on January 5th, Arjun suddenly couldn't breathe, convinced that the walls of the conference room were closing in. His prestigious law firm, concerned about his mental state, began documenting every interaction. Their notes described a man rapidly losing his grip on reality, alternating between periods of aggressive defensiveness and complete emotional collapse. His behavior at the downtown apartment became increasingly erratic. Security footage from the building showed him pacing the lobby at 3 a.m., having lengthy conversations with himself. The building manager reported complaints about shouting coming from his unit at odd hours. When maintenance staff came to investigate a water leak, they found the walls covered with handwritten notes and financial documents, like a scene from a detective movie. The corporate empire Arjun had spent 25 years building began to crumble with stunning speed. TechVision's board, faced with mounting evidence of financial impropriety, voted unanimously for his suspension on January 10th. The press release was carefully worded, citing personal reasons for his temporary departure, but the stock market reacted immediately. TechVision's shares dropped 15% in a single day. The suspension triggered a cascade of regulatory investigations. The SEC launched a formal inquiry into TechVision's financial statements, focusing particularly on international transactions over the past 18 months. The California State Financial Oversight Committee began examining the web of shell companies Arjun had created. Each investigation uncovered new layers of financial manipulation. Long-standing business partners began distancing themselves. Datastream Analytics, where Sarah still worked, immediately suspended all joint projects with TechVision. Other partners demanded emergency audits of shared ventures. The technology press, which had long celebrated Arjun as a visionary leader, now ran stories questioning every aspect of his success. By mid-January, TechVision's stock had lost 40% of its value. Institutional investors were demanding answers, class action lawyers were circling, and the company's future looked increasingly uncertain. The empire was not just crumbling, it was imploding in spectacular fashion. Sarah's pregnancy, now in its second trimester, added another layer of complexity to the chaos. Her messages to Arjun became increasingly desperate and threatening. "You promised me a future," she wrote in a text on January 15th. "I won't let you abandon your child like you've abandoned everything else." Her lawyers began negotiating with TechVision's board directly, threatening to reveal additional details of corporate misconduct unless their demands were met. Arjun's paranoia intensified. He became convinced that he was being followed, that his phones were tapped, that everyone was part of a grand conspiracy against him. He installed multiple security cameras in his apartment and began recording all his conversations. His personal assistant of 15 years quit after he accused her of spying for the board. The violence threats started subtly but escalated quickly. During a chance encounter with a board member at a restaurant, Arjun had to be restrained by staff after advancing aggressively toward his former colleague. He left rambling voicemails for company executives, some containing veiled threats about making them pay for their perceived betrayal. Security footage from various locations around Los Angeles painted a picture of a man coming undone. Cameras captured him arguing with parking attendants, getting into confrontations at high-end restaurants, and once, standing outside his family's Pacific Palisades home for hours until the police were called. The Indian community watched his decline with a mixture of horror and sadness. Whispers about mental illness, always taboo in the community, began circulating. Some older members recalled similar stories from back home, successful men whose pride led to devastating falls. But none could remember anything quite like this, where personal scandal intersected so publicly with financial misconduct. By late January, Arjun's behavior became increasingly unpredictable. He missed scheduled meetings with his lawyers, appeared disheveled at court appearances, and seemed to be living primarily out of his downtown apartment. The luxury unit that had once been a love nest had transformed into a fortress of paranoia, with papers covering the windows and multiple locks on the door. Sarah's last series of messages to Arjun, sent over the weekend of January 28th, showed escalating concern about both his mental state and her future. "You need help," she wrote. "This isn't just about us anymore. Think about your child." When he responded with accusations that she was part of the conspiracy against him, she finally reached out to his family. The final week of January brought a flurry of activity that suggested Arjun was planning something drastic. Security cameras captured him making multiple trips to his bank's safety deposit box. He was seen having intense conversations with unknown individuals in parking garages. His online activity showed searches about international locations without extradition treaties to the United States. On January 30th, Arjun made a series of phone calls that would later be scrutinized by investigators. He called his sister in San Francisco, leaving a rambling message about setting things right. He attempted to reach his children, but none would take his calls. His final conversation was with Anjali, lasting nearly an hour. She would later tell investigators that he seemed unusually calm, almost peaceful, which worried her more than his previous outbursts. The last security footage of Arjun showed him entering his downtown apartment building at 11:43 p.m. on January 30th. He nodded to the security guard, rode the elevator to his floor, and walked down the hallway to his unit. The cameras captured several people entering and leaving the building over the next few hours, but none could be definitively identified due to the late hour and poor lighting. A witness in a neighboring apartment reported hearing raised voices around 2 a.m., followed by what sounded like furniture being moved. Another resident, returning late from a shift at nearby hospital, described seeing a dark-colored SUV leaving the building's parking garage around 3 a.m., driving erratically. The final text message from Arjun's phone was sent at 4:17 a.m. on January 31st. It went to Sarah. "I never meant for any of this to happen. Take care of our child." When Sarah tried calling back immediately, the phone was already turned off. The following morning, when Arjun failed to appear for a scheduled meeting with federal investigators, a sequence of events began that would shock even those who had watched his dramatic fall from grace. The respected business leader who had once been the pride of his community was about to make headlines for reasons no one could have anticipated. As dawn broke over Los Angeles on January 31st, 2023, no one yet knew that the story of Arjun Malhotra was about to transform from a tale of personal and professional disgrace into something far darker. The man who had spent decades building a reputation as a pillar of success and morality would make decisions in the coming hours that would leave an indelible mark on his family, his community, and the city itself. The careful plans he had laid, the desperate measures he had prepared, would soon come to light, revealing the full extent of how far a man could fall when pride, desperation, and mental illness converged. The next 24 hours would write the final chapter of a story that had begun with such promise and would end in ways that would haunt all who knew him for years to come. In the end, it wasn't the financial crimes, the infidelity, or even the public disgrace that would define Arjun Malhotra's legacy. It was what happened next, in those dark hours between his last message and the following dawn, that would forever change the lives of everyone connected to him and serve as a cautionary tale about the true cost of maintaining appearances at any price. The call came into LAP dispatch at 7:43 a.m. on February 1st, 2023. Sarah Williams, arriving for what she claimed was a planned breakfast meeting with Arjun Malhotra, found the door to his downtown luxury apartment slightly ajar. The scene inside would shock even veteran first responders. Officer Maria Rodriguez, first on scene, described entering Unit 3901 of the Olympic Grand Residences. The apartment looked like a scene from a psychological thriller. Papers covered every surface, some pinned to walls, others scattered across the floor. Multiple laptops were open, their screens displaying various bank accounts. The master bedroom had been converted into what appeared to be a command center, with maps, financial documents, and timelines covering the walls. The initial sweep revealed signs of a struggle. A broken wine glass in the living room, overturned furniture, and blood spatter on the white Italian marble counter suggested a violent confrontation. More disturbing was what appeared to be a makeshift shrine in the study. Photos of Arjun's family arranged in a circle, surrounded by Hindu religious items and handwritten notes in both English and Hindi. Detective James Chen, leading the investigation, noted the sophisticated security system had been disabled. The perpetrator knew exactly what they were doing. Security cameras for the entire floor were offline between 2:15 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. This wasn't random. This was carefully planned. Forensics teams worked methodically through the 2,800-square-foot apartment. They found partial fingerprints on the broken wine glass, DNA evidence from blood samples, and trace evidence suggesting at least three people had been present during the critical hours. A laptop found in the study was still running, its browser history showing recent searches for flights to Mexico and information about border crossings. The timeline reconstruction painted a chilling picture. Security footage showed Arjun entering the building at 11:43 p.m. on January 31st. At 1:17 a.m., a man wearing a baseball cap and carrying a briefcase entered using Arjun's key card. 30 minutes later, another figure, similarly disguised, arrived. Between 2:15 a.m. and 4:30 a.m., the security system experienced what experts would later confirm was a deliberate shutdown. Sarah's arrival the next morning set off a chain of events that would expose the true complexity of Arjun Malhotra's final plans. Her statement to police revealed their planned breakfast meeting had been Arjun's idea. "He texted me late last night, saying he had a solution to everything. He wanted to meet early, before markets opened. He said he could fix it all." Digital forensics experts, led by FBI specialist Dr. Amanda Foster, began unraveling Arjun's electronic footprint. His devices revealed a man methodically preparing for what he believed would be an inevitable downfall. Encrypted emails showed communications with various offshore entities, arranging for significant fund transfers. Browser history indicated research into countries without extradition treaties, private security services, and methods for establishing new identities. The financial investigation uncovered an elaborate escape plan. In the weeks leading up to his disappearance, Arjun had systematically moved millions through a complex network of shell companies. He created a sophisticated loop of transactions, explained FBI financial analyst Robert Martinez. Money moved from TechVision through various entities, eventually landing in untraceable cryptocurrency accounts. "We estimate approximately $30 million was diverted." Witness cooperation proved crucial to understanding the events of that night. A resident from the floor below reported hearing raised voices around 2 a.m. There was an argument in what sounded like Hindi, then English. A man was shouting about betrayal. Then something heavy fell, and everything went quiet. The building's night security guard, Marcus Thompson, provided key testimony about Arjun's state of mind. "Mr. Malhotra hadn't been himself for weeks. That night, he seemed almost peaceful, which was strange given how agitated he'd been recently. He told me to take care of my family, said family was everything. Looking back, it felt like he was saying goodbye." Evidence of premeditation mounted as investigators dug deeper. A storage unit rented under a false name contained a go bag with $50,000 in cash, spare phones, and multiple sets of identification documents. Security footage from various ATMs showed Arjun withdrawing maximum amounts daily for weeks. His recently updated will, found in his lawyer's office, included unexpected provisions for both Sarah and their unborn child. The investigation took a dramatic turn on February 3rd when Mexican authorities reported a possible sighting at a private airfield near Tijuana. A man matching Arjun's description had attempted to charter a private plane to Guatemala. When questioned about documentation, he fled the scene in a black SUV. This triggered an international manhunt. Interpol was notified, borders were put on high alert, and Arjun Malhotra's photo was circulated to law enforcement agencies across North and Central America. His Indian passport had been flagged, but investigators believed he had access to alternative travel documents. The pursuit focused on the Mexican border region after analysis of license plate readers showed a vehicle registered to one of Arjun's shell companies crossing into Mexico at the San Ysidro border crossing. Mexican authorities, coordinating with U.S. law enforcement, began monitoring hotels and private residences in the Tijuana and Rosarito areas. On February 5th, a breakthrough came from an unexpected source. A small beachfront hotel in Ensenada reported a guest matching Arjun's description who had paid cash for a week's stay. The man had been observed making multiple calls from different disposable phones and seemed increasingly agitated. Mexican federal police, working with U.S. marshals, coordinated a pre-dawn operation on February 6. Hotel security cameras captured the moment of Arjun's arrest. No longer the polished CEO, but a haunted-looking man in casual clothes and 3 days' growth of beard. He offered no resistance, simply saying in English, "I couldn't let them destroy everything." The arrest footage, later released to media, showed a stark transformation. The man who had once commanded boardrooms and keynote speeches now walked with slumped shoulders, escorted by authorities. His designer suits replaced by a wrinkled guayabera, his carefully groomed appearance now disheveled. The only remnant of his former life was the gold Patek Philippe watch still on his wrist, a 25th anniversary gift from Anjali. During initial questioning by Mexican authorities, Arjun remained largely silent, speaking only to confirm his identity and request contact with his U.S. attorneys. However, when informed that Sarah had been the one to discover his apartment, he became agitated, demanding to know about the package he had left for her. This led investigators back to the apartment, where a more thorough search revealed a sealed envelope hidden in a ventilation duct. Inside was a 20-page handwritten letter to Sarah, along with documents that would prove crucial to understanding the events of January 31st. The letter, parts of which would later be read in court, revealed a man torn between multiple worlds, unable to reconcile his public image with his private desires. "I built an empire on appearances," he wrote, "and in the end, those appearances destroyed everything real in my life." As Arjun was transported back to Los Angeles under heavy security, the full scope of his final plans began to emerge. The evidence suggested he had intended to fake his own death, using the apartment scene to suggest foul play while he escaped to Central America. The blood found in the apartment was his own, drawn over several days and stored for strategic placement. The investigation revealed that the two individuals who entered the apartment that night were private security contractors, hired to help stage the scene and facilitate his escape. Their subsequent cooperation with authorities would provide crucial details about Arjun's state of mind and his elaborate exit strategy. Bank records showed he had established new identities in multiple countries, with funds distributed across various cryptocurrencies and offshore accounts. The level of planning suggested he had been preparing for this possibility for months, even as he maintained his public persona and continued his relationship with Sarah. Upon his return to Los Angeles, Arjun made his first court appearance via video link from the Metropolitan Detention Center. The once proud tech mogul appeared subdued, speaking only to confirm his understanding of the charges against him. His attorney issued a brief statement citing mental health issues and the immense pressure of maintaining his position in both the business and cultural communities. The evidence collected from the apartment, combined with the financial investigation and witness testimonies, painted a picture of a man who had constructed an elaborate escape plan but ultimately couldn't follow through completely. Whether it was guilt, fear, or simple exhaustion that led to his capture remained a matter of speculation. As February 2023 progressed, the investigation continued to uncover new layers of complexity in Arjun Malhotra's final acts. Each revelation forced his family, his community, and the business world to reevaluate everything they thought they knew about a man who had once seemed to embody the American dream. The story of his dramatic attempt to escape justice would become a cautionary tale in both corporate and immigrant communities, a reminder that the pressure to maintain appearances could drive even the most successful people to desperate measures. The investigation would continue to reveal new details, but the image of Arjun Malhotra being led away in handcuffs would remain the enduring symbol of a fall from grace that shocked Los Angeles and beyond. The trial of Arjun Malhotra began in September 2023, drawing media attention that transcended the usual business press. The Los Angeles County Superior Court became a daily spectacle, with journalists and spectators competing for limited seats to witness the downfall of a man who had once been the pride of Southern California's Indian community. District Attorney Rachel Martinez opened the prosecution's case with a powerful statement. "This is not just a story of financial fraud or infidelity. This is about a man who built an empire on trust, then systematically betrayed every person who believed in him." The evidence presented over the next 6 weeks would reveal the full extent of that betrayal. The prosecution methodically laid out their case. Financial experts detailed how Arjun had misappropriated over $42 million through a complex web of shell companies. Digital forensics experts showed hundreds of falsified documents and manipulated board reports. Security footage from multiple locations demonstrated the calculated nature of his double life. Sarah Williams's testimony proved particularly devastating. Now visibly pregnant, she described their relationship and his promises of a future together. Her account of finding the apartment that February morning, and her subsequent discovery that she had been just another piece in his elaborate deception, left many in the courtroom stunned. Anjali's testimony brought many to tears. Speaking softly but clearly, she described watching her husband of 26 years transform from a respected family man into someone she no longer recognized. "He didn't just destroy our marriage," she said. "He destroyed our children's faith in everything we taught them about honor, truth, and family." The defense team, led by prominent attorney David Cohen, presented cultural experts who spoke about the immense pressures faced by successful immigrants. Dr. Priya Sharma, a specialist in South Asian cultural psychology, testified about the concept of face in Indian society and the devastating impact of public shame on individuals from such backgrounds. The children's testimonies revealed the deeper wounds inflicted by their father's actions. Rohan spoke of his lost respect for the man he had once idolized. Priya described how her father's actions had made her question every childhood memory. Maya, the youngest, refused to testify in person, sending only a written statement that spoke of betrayal and lost trust. After 3 weeks of deliberation, the jury returned with their verdict. Arjun Malhotra was found guilty on multiple counts of financial fraud, embezzlement, and money laundering. The judge, citing the calculated nature of his crimes and the breach of fiduciary duty, sentenced him to 18 years in federal prison. The verdict marked the end of legal proceedings, but only the beginning of the lasting impact on those left in the wake of Arjun's actions. TechVision Solutions, once valued at over $500 million, faced a crisis of confidence. Major clients withdrew, partners distanced themselves, and the stock price plummeted. Within months, the board voted to sell the company's assets to a competitor at a fraction of their former value. The family's reputation, built over decades of community involvement and philanthropy, was irreparably damaged. The Malhotra name, once synonymous with success and integrity, became associated with scandal and shame. Anjali legally returned to her maiden name, Singh, marking a symbolic break from her past life. The Indian community struggled to process the scandal's implications. Community leaders held several meetings to discuss preventive measures and support systems for families under pressure. The India Cultural Center established a mentorship program focusing on ethical business practices and work-life balance, though many noted the irony that Arjun had once been considered an ideal mentor for such initiatives.